Police in Namibia have rearrested 13 people who were freed Monday after being held on charges of high treason. The judge ruled that the men, who are among 120 on trial on similar charges, were illegally extradited from Botswana and Zambia to stand trial for the 1999 secessionist uprising in the Caprivi Strip. It appears they are back in police custody. Judge Elton Hoff ruled late Monday that Namibian authorities had violated their own extradition laws in bringing the 13 defendants back into the country to stand trial. The judge said his court had no jurisdiction to try them, and he ordered their immediate release. But their lawyer, Patrick Kauta, says police have apparently rearrested the 13 people on new charges, unrelated to the ones they were originally facing.
In any event, whatever they do, the 13 will never be part of the high treason trial anymore. So I think it's just a flimsy and underhand police method of trying to keep these people still in custody.
Mr. Kauta praised the judge's decision to free his clients, saying it shows the independence of the Namibian judiciary and its willingness to rein in the police when they overstep their bounds. In his ruling Monday, Judge Hoff said the Namibian military was working under difficult and dangerous conditions to restore order in the aftermath of the Caprivi attacks, but he said that was no excuse for failing to follow proper extradition procedures. The Namibian government has indicated that it wants to appeal the decision. Most of the 13 had been previously granted refugee status in Botswana or Zambia, but they were deported as illegal immigrants rather than being formally extradited. The Namibian government believes several of the freed detainees were masterminds of the attacks. In August of 1999, insurgents attacked Namibian government buildings in the northeastern Caprivi Strip with rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, and assault rifles, killing 16 people. The 13 prisoners were among about 120 on trial for high treason, murder, conspiracy, and other charges relating to the failed uprising. One of them is John Samboma, the alleged commander of the Caprivi Liberation Army, the group blamed for the deadly attacks in the border town of Katima Mulilo. Namibia's handling of the Caprivi trial has been controversial from the start. Local and international human rights groups believe many of the detainees have been tortured or mistreated in police custody. Scores of them have filed civil lawsuits against the state. The trial has also been plagued by a series of long delays and only resumed late last year. Most of the defendants have now been in prison for more than 3 years. The human rights group Amnesty International says at least 11 defendants have died in custody. Amnesty International also says a number of defendants appear to be on trial for sympathizing with the Caprivi secessionist movement, even though they had no direct involvement in the uprising. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Johannesburg.